number 4. In Genesis chapter number 4. Praise God. In Genesis chapter 4, maybe we'll start in verse number 6. The Bible said here, "And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him." Verse number 9 there, the Bible said, "And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not, am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth and from thy face shall I be hid. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me." Cain here said, he said unto the Lord, "My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me." Amen. Would you stretch your hand this way? And let's pray that the Lord help us. Thank you. We do praise you and thank you for all you've done and how you've blessed us. I ask you to have your way right here among us tonight and meet with us. And we'll praise you, and we do praise you, Father. Move in these altars in Jesus' name. I looked up a fugitive, and definitions I found, it said to go up and down, to be movable, to be moved, or to move, to reel, to scatter, to shake, to stagger to and fro, to wander, to waver in a great variety of ways. And the Bible here, the Bible said, Cain said, "My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond." He said, "I'm going to reel to and fro. I'm going to waver in every way and in every variety. I'm going to go up and down. I'm going to go to and fro." What is going to make you a fugitive? And I believe he answered that question when he said, "And from thy face shall I be hid." Now we can think about and our mind go back to the children of Israel. And I guess we like to phrase it and say it this way, that the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness year after year after year. We can find the children of Israel. One place they spoke and they said, "You have compassed this mount long enough. You need to turn and take your journey northward and move upward. In Israel, it seemed like it had just been going around and around, bouncing off the same places. Where are you going? We don't really know. We're just wandering in this wilderness. What's your goal and what's your aim and what's your desire and your intentions? We're just wandering in this wilderness. I remember in the book of Job, the Bible said when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, that Satan came also among them. And the Lord said, "From whence comest thou, Satan?" And he said these words, "From going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it." Why are you going to and fro and up and down? I used to be known as the son of the morning. I used to be one of the most beautiful angels that was up in heaven. I love to tell you that he didn't wander up there. I love to tell you that he didn't go to and fro in that wonderful place. He had direction and he had aim and he had a goal and he had desire in that place. Oh, the rider rode and he said, "I beheld Satan as lightning as he was cast down unto the earth." And we remember the Revelator saying these words, "A woe unto the earth and unto the inhabitants of the sea. For the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, for he knoweth that he hath but a short time." And everywhere you find him, another scripture that describes the enemy and the devil, he said he goeth about as a roaring lion, and he seeketh whom he may devour. That's what his life consists of. That's what his being consists of, is going about. I'm not satisfied in the east, and I'm not satisfied in the west. I can't find contentment in the north, and I can't find contentment in the south. All I can do is travel. All I can do is wander. That's no kind of life to live. Godliness with contentment. There's people that are raised up in a good home, and because of their parents, they have godliness right now. Because of their family, they are surrounded and they are engulfed, and they live in an atmosphere of godliness. I'd love to try to preach to us about, if you follow a fugitive, you will be a fugitive. If you follow a fugitive, you will be a fugitive. Godliness with contentment is great gain. It's beautiful to see godliness on somebody. But I'll tell you what's very troubling and what's very vexing is when you see somebody in a godly home and they're just not content. When you see somebody in a godly church and they're just not content. They visit somewhere else and allow things and they say, "I just like it here. I feel more comfortable here." And when they get there, they won't be comfortable there. They say, got a saying. They say this about church hoppers. They are here. They are there. They are over yonder. There ain't a reason behind that. There's a spirit behind it. If we can't get content and settled and grounded and founded, we're going back to what Cain said. My punishment. What's your punishment? I'm not settled. What's your punishment? I don't have no place that I can call and feel at home. I feel the good spirit of the Lord. Now Samuel came, and the Lord spoke to him and said, "I'm going to anoint a man out of the house of Israel. He's going to be king. I'm going to give, and there'll be some things he'll take, and there'll be some things he'll take, and there'll be some things he'll take. But I want you to go down there and find him. He is hiding among the stuff.
I want you to go down there and look for him until you find him. And you'll find him hiding among the stuff. And the Bible said he went and they brought out Saul. And the Bible told us how that he anointed him there that day. And Samuel told him, when you leave me this day, you're going to meet a band of men. And God is going to give you another heart. And he's going to turn you into another man. And that's exactly what happened. He left Samuel. He met that band of men. And the Spirit of God began to move on him. In so much that he prophesied. And they said, is Saul also among the prophets? Don't you understand? It is the best he has ever felt. It is the strongest he has ever been. When God was resting his hand on that man.
What a blessed picture. What a wonderful experience when God gave him another heart. You mean to tell me you can't feel if God puts another heart in? You mean to tell me you don't know that you've been changed when God turns you into another man? There's something to this salvation. There's something to this salvation. I'm here to tell you, it ain't nothing to do with just shaking a preacher's hand or signing a book somewhere. When you really get it, you know it. Hear me just a little while. And that's what Saul was. He was saying, yes, he was head and shoulders above everybody else. But that ain't what made him. When he was head and shoulders higher, he was still hiding. What's wrong with you? I just don't have anything that makes me feel at home. I just don't have anything that makes me feel comfortable. When he poured that oil on the top of my head, I'm at home. I have found. And they sing that song. I'm not searching anymore. I was searching. But now I found him. And he has found me.
And he went home. The Lord blessed him. Victory after victory. God was with him. Going down into battle. They're even singing songs. David ain't the only one in the song. Saul hath slain his thousands. They're dancing, playing tambourines. And Saul's coming back. He's got crowns from other kings that he's holding. He's got jewels from other nations that he's holding. And he's coming back saying, we ain't got to worry about them no more. They're gone. They're gone. Children of Israel, they'll not bother you anymore. They'll never be a hindrance to you again. God gave us a glorious victory today. Yes, we was nervous. We went to the man of God. He got the ephod out and he got to praying. And the Lord let us know, I'm going to give you favor today. I'm going to give you grace today. I'm going to move for you today. And he went out. You can imagine when he laid his head down in that bed. He wasn't nothing but a feeling. But I love what you've done for me. Thank you for bringing me out into a large place. I love this life. I love these blessings. I love what you've done.
And he went on. Another victory. Another victory. Another victory. And until finally that pride starts creeping into that heart. And one day, he hears him say, and David has slain his 10,000. And the seat that he's used to sitting in, as long as he's sitting in that seat, he's okay. As long as he's standing in the right place, there ain't no problems. But when he hears him saying, and David has slain his thousands, he steps out of that place. And from that instant forward, there's no peace in his heart.
None whatsoever. Here comes the day that he picks up a javelin. He don't hate that man. He don't hate him. He really don't hate him. He knows it. There'll come a time and he'll weep with David. And he'll say, son, forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. You a better man than I am. You're a more righteous man than I am. But in that time, he takes up that javelin and he casts it at him. He takes it up again and he casts it at him. Hear me. He even casts the javelin at his own son, Jonathan. Everybody in the house is walking on their toes and like their own exhales. What's wrong? We don't know what's happened to him. He used to be so peaceful. He used to be so lovely. But now, all he does is pace back and forth, back and forth. I'll tell you why. That spirit, it has got a hold of him. If you're no longer comfortable in God's house, there needs to be a change. There needs to be a move in your life. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking. Let me get involved in this. And the Bible said, and he findeth. And there's a lot of people getting right behind that. There's a lot of people, too many, getting right behind that. I wish we could really hear the cries and the laments of that man. And he said, my punishment is greater than I can bear. What, are you going to be cursed and you're going to lose your hand? Are you going to become a leper like that servant to the man of God did when he became a leper white as snow? Are you going to become one that has some dreaded disease? No, sir. That ain't what my punishment is. My punishment is walking, but I can never go in the house of God. My punishment is I am hid from his presence. And it's worse than Job when he said, I looked in front, but I couldn't find him. I looked here and I looked there and I looked there. But Job said, the Lord knoweth, and this man can't say it. I can't feel him. I can't touch him. And that soul is in the same place. God, don't answer me anymore. He goes to a witch at Endor. Who you want me to call? You may call up the richest man in the world and see if he'll write you in his will now that he's gone. You may call up the most famous person in the world and see if he'll rub his fame on you. You mean to call out the wisest person in the world and see if he'll give you some of that wisdom? No, I don't want none of that. I want none of that. I'll tell you what I want you to do. Call up the preacher. Call up Samuel. And she's there. You know Saul. You know Saul the king has banished all of us. Ain't nothing going to happen to you. I'm telling you, I'm in bad shape. Been walking the floor. I can't sleep at night. And we know by the Bible he ain't been eating. I'm in miserable shape. Everybody's bringing me this. They're waiting on me hand and foot. And that man that came to Jesus, and he said, I am a man under authority. I say to this one, go, and he goeth. I say to this one, come, and he cometh. That's where Saul's at. He's a man of authority. But all of that authority, it ain't doing me any good. He's in a place of punishment. And here comes Samuel. And Samuel said, why hast thou disquieted me? Seeing that the Lord has rejected to you from being a king in Israel. If you follow that spirit, you'll get what that spirit has. But you could have followed God. You could have followed him. And he would have led you in the green pastures. He would have led you in the blessings. He would have led you in the glory. I'm trying to talk to us about following a fugitive. You know a fugitive ain't safe anywhere when they're running from the law. My wife knows somebody back in Alabama some time ago had got into trouble. Wound up hiding, I think, in his parents' house. Can't even go comfortably to the grocery store. Always looking over his shoulder. Can't even lay down and go to sleep at night comfortably. Always wondering, who is that knocking on the door? Can't even get no rest every time the phone rings. Why? Because in his heart, he's running. I'm going to hide at mama's for a little while. Then I'll go to aunt's house and get in the attic. And then I'll go to my uncle's house and get in the basement. And then I'll go to somebody else's house and get out in their garage. And then I'll go out in the woods. And then I'll find me a tent. And then I'll go here and I'll go there. That ain't no kind of life to live. That ain't no kind of way to be. Listen to me. That ain't never what God intended. Anytime you read the people in the Bible that are wandering and straying aimlessly, without direction, it's because they have disobeyed in their heart. Amen. We can find in this blessed Bible, amen, that if a sheep is being fed, why did Jesus weep about when he looked out and he said, there's sheep that have no shepherd. They're going everywhere. But if they'll find a shepherd and get in his fence, they'll stay and they'll gain weight and God will bless them.
Contentment in the house of the Lord. There's people that worship ball teams. Follow them everywhere. It'll amaze you the money they spend in following a college team or a pro team. And when they lose, all the rage, all the depression, all the hurt and the pain, they're following them here and there, this state and that state. And they're never satisfied. That man that got saved down there at Prattville, I think you met him one time. Brother DeFee, I got saved down there in Prattville. He was a race car fan, real big one. And when that man had that wreck and died, and they said, well, the Lord needed he was watching the TV, and he said, well, they said on there, the Lord needed another race car driver in heaven. And he said he was just a lost man. He said he grabbed something and he threw it at the screen. And he said, that man didn't go to heaven. He went to hell. That man went to hell. And he said, nothing anymore is giving him contentment until he came to the house of God. I want you to understand, there is a place to stop all this wandering. There is a place to stop all this going to and fro. There was a time in my life that I was moving. But when I found Christ, I was able to sit down like that legion in my right mind. I was able to say, my running is over.
Oh, I feel a good Holy Ghost. What about it, Pilate? Well, he's in a place, ain't he? He's got the crowd. And they're making his hair stand up. You a friend of Caesar. And they're just chanting him and urging him on. And he's got one man and a wife with a dream. It's coming to him and say, honey, listen. You know I ain't never tried to tell you what to do or run your business. But I've suffered a whole lot. Many things this night because of this man had nothing to do with it. Just don't matter what that crowd say, I'll be proud of you. Have nothing to do with it. He is to the crowd. And he's back to the man. Are you the King of the Jews? Thou sayest. back to the crowd. I don't find nothing wrong with this man, boys. And they said, away with him. Crucify him. And he's back to the man again. That's a miserable place to be. That'll wear you out. That'll make you old before your time. And he's back to the man of God. Tell me, if you're the one, tell me. And he looked at him and he said, thou sayest. And then he looked at him and he said, they have a greater sin. You're talking about sin? You said they had the greater sin. Is that going to put something on me? And then he's back to the crowd. I'm telling y'all right now, I have searched him and examined him. And I find no fault in this man. And they're getting louder. And they're getting louder. And they're getting louder. If you're a friend of Caesar, you'll make the right decision. I've done a lot. I've paid a lot. I've scratched a lot of backs to get in this place I'm in. And I don't want to lose it. And then he's back to the man. What about it? And he's just looking at him. And then he goes over there. All I can do is, Bring me some water. Bring me some water. I'm tired of this back and forth. I'm going to try to wash his to and fro away. When I say away with him, then I'll stop going back and forth. And I can go home and I can go to bed. The blood be on you. On your children. I'm innocent of this man's blood. He goes home. They take Jesus out and they whip him. They take Jesus out and they scourge him. They take Jesus out and they finally crucify him. And in just a little while, here comes somebody and says, hey Pilate, there's a man out there. Jesus is dead. He will not leave us alone. He's craving, he's begging, and he's beseeching the body of Jesus. I thought this was all over with. I thought I got rid of all this. I thought all that was gone. And now I'm right back to the back and forth. And now I'm right. There's a way to quit that back and forth. And it ain't just washing your hands. And it ain't just getting up and going to the fellowship hall. And acting like service has never happened. And acting like conviction never failed. Hear me. You may get away from the service. You may get away from the message. But that conviction, it'll linger. And that's why I'm saying, my punishment is greater. All I can think about is he don't see me. And I can't find him. I marvel that he is dead so soon. You can have him. Just don't say his name no more. This place. They say history says the rest of his life. How can you ever go to the bathroom and wash your hands again and not think about that? How can you ever get in a shower again, pick up a bar of soap, and not think about him? History says he's finally winding up in a place, I'm losing it. I can't go nowhere. I can't even go down to the Golden Corral and go to the bathroom and wash my hands. Or nowadays, you know, we got that antibacterial stuff. Every time I pick it up and squeeze it, I remember going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. A woman to and fro. You don't want to live like the devil. I want to tell you, he ain't got a good life. The Holy Ghost. I know there's a lot of people got a lot of popularity, but I'm here to tell you the devil ain't got a good life. He's full of wrath. You think he can give you something when he's miserable himself? All of this I'll give you. If you'll fall down and worship me, I don't want to live my life going from city to city. Town to town. Party to party. Drug to drug. Alcohol to alcohol. Different thing to different. Pleasure to pleasure. Dollar to dollar. Coin to coin. And never be happy. The Bible said they have eyes that are never full. Their hearts are never satisfied. Oh, there's only one thing that can satisfy. And it's Jesus. And it's righteousness. And it's blood. And it's holiness. You can find that contentment tonight. Families have problems today because there ain't no godliness in it. Without Him, there'll be no peace in the home. I'm fixing to close. I want to tell you something from my heart. My daddy's murdered. He's on his third marriage. I didn't know this. My grandmother, my mama's mama told me, your daddy come to me, stood on the porch of my house, looked at me with tears. I don't know if I ever seen my daddy cry. Looked at me with tears in his eyes. And he said, leaving your daughter. It's the worst mistake I ever made. But Daddy, you got money. Cars that are paid for. House. 3-car garage. Several vehicles. You got land in another place. You got a safe that's full of money. Daddy, what are you talking about? I may have that safe, but I pace right back and forth. So I remember your mama praying. I remember your mama getting you boys ready and going to church. I'm trying to preach to us. You don't want to be a fugitive. You don't have to run from the Ohio State Troopers to be a fugitive. The worst kind of fugitive is he that runs from the Holy Ghost. Whither shall I flee? Whither shall I go? Whither shall I hide from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, thou art there. If I go the east and the west, thou art there. You'll never be happy outside of total surrender. Play games with God and you'll be miserable. If Brother Kenny will get us a song. Come on, brother. Come on. Stand with us if you will. Need to come. Need to come. Come now while he sings. Need to come. Need to come. Sister Mary Hampton, the Lord sent a prophet to David. And he said these words. Remember that I delivered thee from the hand of Saul. You know how miserable he was. How you feel right now, David? I'm not throwing a javelin, Nathan. But I'm just as miserable as he was. Nothing's made me happy. And I know why. I disobeyed him. I'm tired of being a wandering sheep. And you see him getting down at the feet of Nathan. I'm tired of being a sheep without a shepherd. I want my shepherd. And I can hear him saying, as the Lord forgave him, the Lord is my shepherd. I'm glad I don't want anymore. Come while he sings. You need to come right now. You need to come right now. The Holy Ghost has dealt with you. Come, friend. Come now in the name of Jesus. Come now in the name of Jesus. He's already put his hand on you. You know it. You know it. Come.
I believe I'll.
Everyone that will, this altar's open. Are you praying, church? Are you praying, church? God, deal with us for just a little while right here. Come, everyone that will, let's find us a place.
And acknowledge.
Let's find us a place and call on His name. Come around.
I'm going back to my Father's house. I fall down on my face.
Are you tired of running?
I say I'm not worthy to be that.
Are you tired of running?
Seek a servant's place.
Oh, that's right. Let's see.
I'll go back.
Everyone that will, let's come and find us a place.
I'll go back home.
I believe you need to come back home.
Go back home.
I believe you need to come back home. Oh, while these are coming, will you join us? Will you meet with us in His house? Let Him touch you in this place.
Hunger, thirst, and fear.
Oh.
My Father's house abides with wealth, and I am starving here. I believe I'll go back home.
Yes.
I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home.
Hallelujah.
And acknowledge I am wrong.
Heal with heart.